This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Sometimes 5 years feels like nothing. And then sometimes, boy, it feels like forever.
Stocks all around the world are tanking.
Lehman Brothers had 26,000 some odd employees.
And somehow we just missed that home prices don't go up forever.
Crisis.
Lehman going under was the proximate cause of the financial crisis, the thing that got everybody's attention. But deep down, underneath all the chaos on Wall Street were a couple of pretty simple things, a house and a mortgage. Too often during the boom, those mortgages were subprime, more likely to be defaulted on, more likely to cause problems, problems that the housing market is still dealing with. For a while after the crash, subprime mortgages all but disappeared, but then they came back. Marketplace's David Weinberg has this report.
At the beginning of 2007, New Century was the second largest subprime lender in the country, and it needed more office space. So the company signed a pre-lease with the Mickelson, an office building still under construction in Irvine, California.
Before the building was even completed, the mortgage market had started to crumble, and New Century basically went bankrupt.
Andrew White is in charge of leasing office space at the Mickelson. He says that when the building opened in the midst of the financial crisis, it was so empty, you could see through it at night.
And that was the case, really, for a lot of buildings in the area.
This area being Orange County, ground zero for the subprime industry. 5 years after the crash, office parks here are starting to fill back up, but not with mortgage companies. The car company Hyundai now leases the space that New Century wanted. Among the mortgage companies that were operating out of Orange County was First Street Financial, ranked among the top 40 subprime lenders in the U.S., Here's Dan Pearl of First Street.
February of 2007, I laid off a good amount of people and shuttered a very successful company that was still making money, First Street Financial. Why? Because I didn't think the future looked too good.
Today, Pearl has a much more optimistic vision of the future. He founded a new company called Citadel Servicing, which he says is the first subprime mortgage lender in the U.S. since 2007. Though he doesn't like the term subprime, he prefers non-prime.
Maybe you could explain the difference between non-prime and subprime.
Well, yeah, that's pretty easy to do.
It's easy because they're essentially the same. Subprime mortgages were created for people with less than perfect credit scores who couldn't get loans guaranteed by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. But they were aggressively marketed to people who couldn't afford them, with gimmicks like no down payment and no need to verify income. Lenders collected big upfront fees. Pearl's non-prime loans do go to people with subprime credit, but unlike the old subprime loans, there are stricter rules. For one, the income of the borrower has to be verified now.
We look at everybody's income. We look at their debt in relationship to that income. We look very closely at the property. And if they can qualify under our guidelines, even with some credit dings here and there, we'll in fact make the loan.
Those credit dings mean that borrowers pay a lot to get a loan from Citadel. Upfront fees can top $10,000. Interest rates start at about 8%. But Pearl also requires a minimum down payment of 25%. So far, Pearl has raised $200 million to lend, and he expects Citadel will have a lot of competition in the next year and a half.
And what you're going to find is instead of it being a $200 million marketplace today, this is going to be a several billion dollar marketplace.
Unlike 2006, when anyone with a pulse could get a loan, there are restraints on the growth of the subprime industry. New regulations have tightened credit standards, and that means a safer market than the one of the early 2000s. But it also makes it harder for lower-income borrowers to get a mortgage.
Well, to be blunt, I don't think we want to have a housing market or a mortgage market which favors middle-aged, white, rich people. You know, we'd like a market that's more diverse, that reflects the population.
Guy Sakala is the publisher of Inside Mortgage Finance. And this, he says, is the great balancing act that regulators have to maneuver. How do you prevent predatory lending and still make loans available to first-time buyers with less than perfect credit? Henry Pontell doesn't have the answer to that question, but he's been studying financial regulation and white-collar crime for decades. He says the ultimate cause of the Lehman collapse was incentives that allowed financial company CEOs and managers to make money on loans that were destined to fail.
We should have learned how perverse environments that encourage the heads of firms to take incredibly dangerous risks and sometimes illegal risks is something that the government needs to take seriously.
The regulations that were put in place have made subprime lending safer, But Pontel says the bigger problem, the problem of perverse incentives, was not addressed in the regulatory changes enacted after the financial crisis.
And until the government gets it, until policymakers get it, and until people get it and demand that the changes are made in the law, I would predict that we're going to relive these types of debacles every 8 to 10 years.
And, says Pontel, these debacles are not a natural part of the business cycle. It's the way we've structured the financial industry. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.